Okay, we're starting on Daf Lamed Hey Omer Aleph Gomik Zamer Emer Beis, and the Gemara said that the Kohen Gadol has to do his tefillah, the second tefillah be Beis HaParve. So the Gemara has a sidebar. What is my Parve? What does it mean Parve? So the Gemara Omer Rav Yosef Parve Am Gusha. There was a Machashev that built this. And therefore it's called on his name. Rashi says, Mechashev Echot Bona Ushmoy Parve. As he said, Rashi. So in Mesechtes Midas, Daf Perek Hei Mishne Gimel, the Rosh says over there, it has to be Zei Yisrael, because they didn't take money from Goyim to go do it. And there's a whole tumult. What exactly were we honoring this Mechashev? So Toisus v'divrei amaschal parva amgusha, on the bottom of the omit Toisus says pirish ba'aruch v'zel l'shoinoi yesh min hachachomim sho'imrim ki chofar mechilo tachas ha'karka ba'koidish ad she'yire avoidis koyen godl. This person parva, maybe he was a mechashev, I don't know, but he also dug a tunnel under the Kodesh Asher Kodoshim, and he was peeking through a little hole to see what the Kohen Gadol was doing it. V'hergishu ha-koyhanim b'chafira u'motzuhu v'koro oisoi alishka al-shemoi. That's all different pshat. Gush, maybe because the Lashon Gush, and therefore it would be that and it ended up, I don't know, the Rambam adds in the Pirush HaMishneh, Masechtas Midas, and he was killed, or he died. Maybe the Aruch is trying to say, even though it was wrong what he did, but there was a tshuka, there was a yearning to see the Kedusha. So at least on that we can say why it was called Parva. That's the Parva Amgusha. We're starting Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Lamed Hey Omanav. So the Gemara, the next line. Parsu Satin Shalputz. So they used a pishton to be the curtain for Tznius. Omarev Kahano Kedei Sheyakir Shavoides Hayoim. What does it mean, the Avoides Hayoim? The parts of the Avoida that are for the Kapora of Yom Kippur, the Big Day Booth. So in order to trigger that and to remind that, they put up a curtain of linen in order that it should ascertain that. Now, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Toisvis Divra Maschul Kideomar says that this is only on the Tefillah Shnio and not on the Tefillah Rishoino. So therefore, Tosfos there speaks about why only in our Gemara does the Gemara talk about. Now the Mishnah goes on and says, "B'shachar ha'yeloivish plusin shal shmoina osam mane," and together in the sum total was shloishim mane. If we go back to the Mishnah on Amid Beis, the Mishnah tells us at the end of the Mishnah, "B'shachar ha'yeloivish plusin shal shneim osam mane." Bein arbayim was the Hindian of Shmoina Meyois Zuz, Bechomim Oimrem, Peshacha Oyeloivi Shal Shmoina Osamona, Uvein Arbayim Shal Shneim Osamona. So 18 and 12 is Shloishim Mishal Sibo. Freik di Gemore, Minyone Osala Shminon. 18 and 12 is 30 is a mathematical fact. Why do I need the Mishnah to say Sacha Koil Shloishim? And for the Gemara, answers, come hokamash malon, the botzer mahani loy naved. You shouldn't do less than the total of 30 mona. And you can't take more from the hegdish than the 30 mona. Hoi botzer mahani, utve mahani. If you spend less than the 30 or more than the 30 and add in like do it in different things. That means do it 13 and 17. Or do it this way and that way. Less lanbo. Zok Rashi. Kamash Malo, let's read the Rashi. Lahochi had the Kalin Lashminon. The Hod the Shloishim Manasachakol. Who do you have Shiur Elitom in a Hagdish? Ubatsam Mishloishim Mana. Loi Leved Sachakoil. So, Haloi E Batsam Mehani Utve Mehani. But if the Kohen Gadol wants more or less, and he wants to do it less lamba, there's no iser, and he can do it. Because as long as it comes to the Sach HaKoil of 30. It's not clear, right? Today is a Shachris. Is it, could does he still have to keep it that Shachris is more or less? So, the Gemara, we could be Medayik. The kula alma mias mikol mokim, we still have to say the shachar adifi, that we have to let it be that the big day lovin that the Kohen Gadol wears by shachris when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be makter and to be mazeh has to be more than the big day lovin that he goes in at the end of the avodah to take out the kafu machter. Why minolon? Where do we see that the big day lovin of shachris have to be more expensive than the big day lovin shel bein habayim? Omar Rav Huna b'rei d'raviloye, Omar Kro, because the pasuk says by shachris 4 times the word bad. So since it says 4 times the word bad, those are shel shachris. That's the lechatchila. B'mufcher shebebad, bad shebebad. Now, the first Rashi is going to explain. Arba zimni, diksiv levishes big day shachris lememra tahavi bad babad hamufcher shebebad. So Tosfos on the bottom line of Tosfos, Tosfos says, it says 4 times. What's about? So it says 2 times is main yonoi. Chad legufe, you have to know it's bad. V'chad bad loshin levad chain eloy that teach us that it's not enough just to have the big day love and you're not allowed to have the big days off. And the 2 times of bad would be for that reason. Right? Now, why is the avoidas haboiker more choshuv than the avoidas the avoida of the Bein Arbayim? Oh, wow. So we're going to see now in Amud Beis, and I saw a good svara brought in svarim. The avoidas before are avoidas. There, if it's not done right, it's a psul in the avoidas hayim. So it's a psul in the avoidas hayim, and it would pass on the avoidas hayim. If someone wants to say, I don't know if this, you could be Mayan in this, taking out the kafu machdo is almost, it has to be done, but it's not ma'akiv. So it's not ma'akiv, the kapora of the yoim. It has to be done. It's an avoid of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, it's an avoid of the Kohen Gadol. But it's not ma'akiv, the kapora. It's just taking it out. So therefore, we, in order to signify that, the Torah makes it, that there's more of a kpeda on the, right? Therefore, there would be such a din. Yeah. That's this din of Lamnei Amid Aleph, this Gemara, Mufcher Bad Bedvega. Now we go to Lamnei Amid.